Imagine a world where pizza and ice cream coexist with your fitness goals, where one bad meal doesn't spiral into a weekend of regret. This isn't fantasy. It's the refreshing philosophy behind Eat It. Unlike traditional diet books peddling restriction and perfection, Jordan Syatt and Michael Vacanti have created something revolutionary, a sustainable approach to weight loss that doesn't demonize your favorite foods. Their message has resonated with thousands, including high-profile clients like Gary Vaynerchuk, who transformed his relationship with fitness after years of struggle. The secret? You can enjoy the foods you love while achieving remarkable results, if you understand the fundamental principles that actually drive weight loss and build a healthier relationship with eating. That friend who seemingly eats whatever they want without gaining weight, they actually don't. You just don't see them naturally stopping when satisfied and maintaining consistency most days. The difference isn't metabolism, it's their relationship with food. When you indulge in pizza on Friday night, you haven't ruined everything. Getting a flat tire doesn't mean you should slash your other three. One off-track meal doesn't justify a weekend-long binge. You're never more than one bite away from getting back on track. The fitness industry sells the illusion of perfection, but real transformation comes from consistency. Being consistently good, 80% adherence, beats being inconsistently perfect. Taking action creates motivation, not the reverse. Waiting to feel motivated before starting is like waiting to feel like a doctor before attending medical school. Success depends on your ability to persist despite setbacks. Self-efficacy, believing in your ability to succeed, dramatically increases your chances. If you improve nutrition, exercise consistently, sleep well, and stay hydrated, success is inevitable. Set consistency goals using the 80-20 rule rather than focusing solely on weight loss. Track 3 daily actions on a 30-day calendar, weighing yourself, hitting nutrition goals, and completing workouts. Aim for 24-26 successes monthly. Remember, holidays are holidays. Significant progress isn't made or lost in a few days. Weight loss rarely follows our idealized expectations of consistent weekly losses. Reality delivers fluctuations, and setting unrealistic expectations leads to disappointment and quitting. Realistic progress ranges from 0.5 to 2 pounds weekly on average, with emphasis on average. You won't lose the same amount every week. Those with more body fat lose weight faster initially, but progress naturally slows as you get leaner. When graphed, weight loss resembles a zigzagging line rather than a straight downward slope. Daily fluctuations occur due to sodium intake, meal timing, bowel movements, exercise, stress, menstrual cycles, and carbohydrate intake affecting water retention. Most people quit during the first spike, not realizing these patterns are normal. Weight loss typically follows one of three patterns: Harry scar, quick initial loss followed by plateaus, downward staircase, minimal change before definitive drops, or EKG, a combination of both. Disassociate your emotions from the scale. It's just data, not a judgment of your worth. Track multiple progress markers: energy levels, confidence, strength gains, body measurements, photos, and clothing fit. These indicators often reveal progress even when the scale doesn't move. Flexible dieting means including favorite foods in moderation without guilt, not gorging on junk food within calorie limits. The fundamental truth remains: eat fewer calories than you burn to lose weight. A calorie is simply a unit of energy that doesn't indicate nutritional value. While 100 calories from an apple equals 100 calories from a donut energetically, the apple provides more nutrients, fiber, and satiety. Sustainable weight loss balances nutritious foods with occasional indulgences. Protein is the king macronutrient for fat loss. It builds muscle, maintaining higher metabolism, creates greater satiety, and has the highest thermic effect during digestion. The fat loss food pyramid prioritizes consistency at its foundation, followed by foods you enjoy, calorie control, protein intake, and finally carbs and fat. This structure works because dietary flexibility creates sustainable progress. Despite conflicting advice about meal timing and frequency, the truth is simpler. Eat however many meals you prefer, whenever works for you, as long as your total daily calories align with your goals. Most people concerned about speeding up their metabolism don't actually understand what it is. Metabolism simply refers to all chemical processes in your body that keep you alive, and concerns about having a slow or broken metabolism are largely exaggerated. You have significant control over your metabolism through three key actions: building muscle, moving more frequently, and improving nutrition with higher protein intake. Building muscle increases your metabolic rate because muscle tissue burns more calories than fat, while adding 10 pounds of muscle only burns about 60 extra daily calories. The real benefit comes from what that muscle enables: more efficient movement, heavier lifting, and increased overall calorie expenditure. Non-exercise activity thermogenesis, NEAT, can burn 200 to 900 extra calories daily through simple movements like fidgeting, taking stairs, parking farther away, or walking during phone calls. Despite claims about metabolic damage and starvation mode, the chances of permanently damaging your metabolism are minimal. No one gains fat from eating too little. What actually happens is a binge-restrict cycle that easily offsets any caloric deficit created. Calorie cycling offers flexibility by focusing on weekly rather than daily targets. Two effective approaches include alternate deficit, alternating high and low calorie days, and weekend warrior, higher calories Friday-Sunday, lower Monday-Thursday. For sustainable results, the JAB deficit replaces indefinite restriction with short, intense deficit periods, 2 to 4 weeks, followed by maintenance breaks, 1 to 4 weeks. If you're tracking calories but not losing weight, you're missing invisible calories from coffee cream, cooking oils, dressings, and taste testing, which can add up to 1,000 plus untracked calories daily. While some hunger during a deficit is normal, you shouldn't be constantly starving. Manage hunger by avoiding extreme deficits, eating more fruits and vegetables, increasing protein and fiber intake, staying hydrated, planning meals strategically, and prioritizing sleep. While not technically required for weight loss, strength training is the best exercise for fat loss and overall health. It boosts metabolism, delivers faster results, reduces injury risk, solves skinny fat issues, increases bone density, and extends lifespan. Focus on full-body, compound exercises targeting multiple large muscle groups simultaneously. These recruit more muscle fiber, better translate to real-life movements, and create more efficient workouts. Quality matters more than simply working up a sweat. Progressive overload, gradually increasing physical stress, is crucial for continued improvement. You can progress by adding weight, increasing reps with the same weight, improving technique, reducing rest periods, adding sets, or increasing time under tension. For sustainable fat loss, multiply your goal body weight by 12 to determine daily calorie intake with a 100-calorie range, and consume your goal weight in grams of protein daily. Meeting these targets 80% of the time should result in losing 1 to 3% of your body weight monthly while still enjoying favorite foods. Consistency beats perfection.